The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyamba.
Hey, it's Shyamba Radio.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We overmodulated Happy for a moment there, but we're all good
Happy
now.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, 2018.
Happy New
Year. Yeah, we made it.
Yeah.
Somehow. Where are we at? I gotta find my spot in the script. I always get lost in the new traffic pattern. Oh, Cube Eddie.
And folks, we've got some disturbing news. Betty's changed here. Listen to this.
Happy New Year.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
And this is Anthony in Tampa.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 118 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Good luck for Monday, January 1st, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at incompetech.com. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Ooh, thank you, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Wow,
you're welcome,
wow.
Joe.
All right. So, folks, we had a vocal unit change with Betty, and so going forward, that's how she's gonna be.
Yeah, well, that's how it happens sometimes. I'm hearing a little bit of myself coming back to me. I don't know if something is.
I don't know why there's no
fluctuated
change
over there, or if it's just network interference. I think
your
it's just network interference, but that's fine. We'll push through it because that's what we do.
That's what we do,
and we have a special guest. the national sound of the show. We have a special guest in the studio with us. Yes, I.
Hey, it's all back at
home. There you go.
Hey, don't be moving. Happy New Year.
We got Ezel in the studio.
Happy New Year, Ezel.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Yeah, let's salute.
How did you, it got cold. I was up north for the holiday, and it got pretty fucking cold. So, clearly you got down here.
Oh, yeah. I had to get out of here. Man, all that shit was getting real cold. I grabbed my sidekick, Boo Boo Brown, and we hit the road.
No, oh, where's Boo Boo? I only see you.
Well, I gotta tell you, Boo Boo and I, we were buddy, we were cellmates in Joliet. I did a little time for growing some bud over there at the farm. But anyway, Boo Boo was with me, and we were going through Alabama. We made a stop in Alabama, and Boo Boo's a little hyper, and he says, "Hey man, I'm gonna go out there and I said, "Be careful, man. You in the South now. You know that boys down here, they don't play around." Well, Boo Boo's doing 90 days in the Birmingham Ooh. County Jail, so if anybody's out there in Birmingham, stop in the jail and say hello to Boo Boo Brown, will you, for
there
me?
You go. Yeah.
I'm going to pick him up on the way back.
That's good. That's nice of you.
Poor Boo-Boo.
Is there like a Poor fee Boo-Boo. For picking him out of jail?
Yeah. Well, you can go and see him. You can visit him, talk to him, say, "Hey, Boo Boo, how you doing?" Lift his spirits a little bit.
Little snacks.
Yeah, you can bring him some peanut butter jelly or something.
There you go.
He works for beer and weed by the way. But I don't think you get that into jail there. I don't know.
No, I think, well, you know, I don't know. Maybe they can. It's, yeah. You know,
with the way possible. These days are going, it's...
Yeah, that's true. You might be able to.
So, Ezell, I've been wondering, we've been talking about the clay people for so long now. Can you give us... Finally, can you give us a description? What are these clay people? Are they good? Are they bad? What are they?
Oh, no, the clay people are good people, man. Are you kidding me? They're top-notch people. And that little story about the clay people, back in this goes way back. I mean, way back. 1938, there was some kind of radioactive wave coming from the planet of Mars. So they thought... You know, they said, well, maybe it's Donald Trump sending some shit from Mars to the Earth to try to destroy the Earth or something. So we sent Dr. Zarkov and Flash Gordon up in a spaceship. They went to Mars, okay, Flash to investigate. Gordon. So anyway, they get up there and they found out it was just an overactive microwave oven that was running by Ming the Merciless. But the clay people lived on the planet Mars in the clay. In the caves there. So Dr. Zarkov and Flash Gordon, they befriended the clay people. And they were real good people. At first, they were scared of them, but they befriended them, and they brought some back here to Earth, man. And that's how I met them. When we were digging the bunker, me and Boo Boo Brown, we ran into the clay people. And, I mean, they're real nice people, but they can't stay outside too long, you know. Everybody wants to make pots out of them, you know, because they're big hunk of clay.
The big hunks of clay, yeah. They make... They're great for kimchi.
Yeah.
They make great kimchi.
Absolutely. So, anyway, they're good people, and, you know, they're down here, and there's a few of them, you know, and everything's cool on Mars now. There's no more death rays and stuff. But when you Google the clay people, it comes up some rock and roll group out of New York, but... If you want to learn about the clay people, just Google Flash Gordon and the clay people. You'll get the whole story, man.
There you go.
But Flash, they're good people. You'll get the... Watch the YouTube video and you'll get the whole story, man. Those are my buddies, man. So there you go. I'll put the clay people to rest here.
See? So there you go. See? So Iza has testified for the clay people.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you. Thank you, finally, for setting us straight on what has been a very confusing subject for me.
I told you, Joe got very confused by the whole clay people thing, and I couldn't quite explain it that well.
It's been just a product of my upbringing that I, and continuing a continuation as an adult, that I am very naive and clueless on a lot of pop culture and just... things like that. So when I hear about these things, it's like, wow, imagination time.
Well, you gotta get out of Chicago more often. Come out to the country there.
I used to.
Come out and hire some bees with me.
There you go. You need to become a beekeeper. Chip Skipper's homegrown, natural, organic honey. Made by the Yako Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation.
Honey Division.
There you go.
Honey Division.
There you go.
We'll set you up. We'll give you a hive and a hornet's nest, a hat for your head, and you'll be all set.
Hey, if Ezel can do it, anyone can do it. I don't think that should be that much of an issue. So
I'd rather do the alpaca farming.
I don't know if there's much money in alpaca farms.
Well, there's alpaca milk.
Do you want to milk an alpaca?
Why not? Why not? Why the fuck not?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I'll tell you what you can do, Joe. When they make it legal in Illinois, you come to Armpit, Illinois, and we're going to grow some bud. We're going to start a bud farm. How's that sound?
That would be an interesting thing to do.
It's the easiest plant to grow, Joe. It's a weed. It grows everywhere.
True. Especially in the Midwest, that shit will grow. Apparently, it doesn't grow very well in Florida.
Here's the next thing, though, is great. We've got all this wonderful growing... But where to put the freaking money that you make off of it? Because right now it's illegal to put that money into a bank. you got to like carry it somewhere somehow, and that's just that's costly. It's dangerous. And here in the city of Chicago, a lawless community already, that is going to go down like a fart in a church pizza oven or something. I don't know.
A fart in a church pizza oven.
Well, Joe will put the money in the bunker with the clay people, and they'll protect it.
There you go. There you go. You put the money with the clay people in the bunker.
These clay people seem like omnipotent, benevolent beings.
I think they are.
Is benevolent the correct term when they're peaceful?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're peaceful. They just want to hang out and be cool, you know. And I turned them on to a little bud, and they love it. They didn't have no bud up there, you know. They came down here and found the bud.
They had no bud up and up on Mars.
Did it turn them green?
Hang on a second there.
If you want to join in on this experience, you can call us. And you can have four idiots on the phone at 813-327-8566. 813-327.
Now, can we have five idiots?
No, I think we can only handle one more call. Okay. And if anyone else calls after that, we'll just explode. So, no, I think at one time. So if we, you know, get any callers, we can end it. I don't know how active the callers are this New Year's Eve or if everyone has passed out from partying too much last night.
Yeah, right.
It's always holidays are always a hit and miss.
Well, around here in Chicago, I think in certain parts they were a huge miss because it was just freaking cold.
Oh my God, cold. Fuck cold.
You know, it's just like I think the whole entire country needs to experience what Chicago is experiencing, and the rest of the Midwest areas, which are in the deep Peru, Illinois, it was like -40.
Wow, with the wind chills.
Wow. Yeah, but wow. the minus temperature was like...
The minus temperature. The real minus temperature.
I mean, yeah, the deep freeze. What's the deep freeze about? You got Boston in the deep freeze.
No, it's fucking cold. It was cold last week. It was ridiculous. I mean, I went up to the Northeast for the holidays and, you know, thought we'd get some time in Boston, kind of explore and all that fun stuff. And, you know, we were prepared for winter because, you know, we come from winter climates. But then we get to fucking Boston. It's 5 degrees outside. And I'm like, fuck that shit. We went 4 blocks to go to a drugstore to pick up some things we forgot or ran out of. And that 4 block walk, which only took like 8 minutes, felt like trekking across the goddamn Siberia.
Oh, yeah.
It was
cold. Sucks the life out of you.
And it was the wind. We weren't prepared for that much wind. It was like if we were in between buildings, we were fine. But there were some of these like open because the downtown area of Boston has these parkways, these expansive parkways. And if you get in one of these parkways or like a big flat plaza, it's the wind just comes whipping around, just like Chicago, just as bad as Chicago. And I just wasn't prepared for it. I was prepared for 30-degree weather, not, you know, 5 degrees outside. Yeah, so we made it to the drugstore, did some sightseeing at the drugstore, because luckily it was attached to a state, like a main transportation hub. It was like a south, they called it the South Station. It was a rail commuter transit hub.
Okay.
So it was an old building, some pictures, some touristy thing, walk around, look. Oh, look, commuter rail, blah, blah, blah. Oh, look, all the restaurants. It's old, it's cute, it's warm. And then you go outside the 4 blocks back to the hotel and crossing Siberia back into to first world country now, status. It was ridiculous.
Since we're on the topic of Boston, do they have like tunnels and or pedestrian?
I do not know. I was planning on exploring that. I didn't look it up. But there was no way I was going to try to find them. To my understanding, though, they're not as prevalent as they are in like say Chicago and okay. some of the other cities. But their expressway downtown runs underground.
Oh.
Their main artery expressway, it's like 93. I think it's like a 6-lane expressway or an 8-lane. It all runs down underneath the ground. It used to be above ground and they all put it underground. It's actually kind of nice. Keeps it kind of clean. So
yeah, I see that.
It was quite interesting. So, but yeah, it was cold. It was very cold.
but you want to talk about clean.
Clean?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Let me tell you something about the cold air. If you ever get out there in this extreme cold air, it's some of the cleanest air you could ever breathe.
Yes.
Did you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. Well,
it's
no.
Clean, crisp air. It's unpolluted.
Take a picture.
Yes.
Take a picture. You see it in the picture. You see how crisp it is. You see how clean and clear it is. And it's pretty amazing. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. Oh, it's wonderful to breathe if you don't freeze your windpipes, but it is...
No,
I go outside and I take a couple deep breaths and I can just feel that clean air.
See, there you go. No, I agree.
Now, can the clay people come down and, like, kind of do something? Like, do they have special abilities to kind of suck up all this cold air and distribute it elsewhere?
Nah, man, they're kind of like, they're homeboys. They stay at home, you know, they stay in the caves. They don't like the sun. They don't like sunburn.
Dude, they got the cave and they got Bud. I mean, what the hell else are they going to do?
I sent you a picture of myself on the blog, on your blog site. I don't know if you've seen it there. They anointed me king of the clay people. They gave me the whole setup, you know. And that's how they look. They just stay, you know, stay low. That's all they want. Stay low, stay out of sight. You know?
There you go. See, that makes sense. So let's see.
Should we pull the wheel?
Can I get to pull the wheel, man?
Yeah, we got 3 minutes. Yeah, hold on. Let me find the wheel. Let me find the wheel here. All righty, I'll go ahead and give it a good tug.
All right, one.
All right, come on, two, one, and a three. There we go. All right.
I got a hernia on that one.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a ridiculous wheel too. It just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. So did you go home for the holidays, Joe? What did you do? Did you get together with family? You know, see the missus, visit the children, anything like that?
I actually hung out with Lee.
Oh, see, that's so funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have our winning news link. This one comes from WFTS ABC Action News Today. I don't know about you, Joe, but I'm always having issues with ATM machines, especially when I'm trying to make a deposit. However, I don't think I've ever had this problem before.
Have you?
Oh, my God. Well, you can share. You can share with us after I finish the story. You can share with us how you handled the situation, which I think I have an idea about. Michael, 23, stopped by a Wells Fargo ATM in Cocoa, Florida to get some cash, but got more cash than he had expected. Now, most folks would just walk away and go on with their day expecting the extra cash to either be deducted from their account or, even better, just stay, you know, just free money. Michael, however, did not turn on the track repeat function when he went to go play this. There we go. So Michael, however, did not like these options, so he created another option. Punching the ATM. To what end, nobody knows, but it is Florida, so good luck trying to figure that one out. Michael told a bank manager he was angry that the machine was giving him too much money, and he didn't know what to do because he was in a hurry for work. He apologized for causing the damage. Michael caused about $5,000 in damage to the ATM and was arrested on a criminal mischief charge after the bank official said, fuck this shit, and decided to press charges. Michael currently does not have legal representation.
Well, one will be appointed to him, I'm sure, because that's his right.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and that's your winning wheel link of the day. Week.
So can I share with you my story about getting too much?
Yes, share us your story, please.
Just for legal concerns, I'm not going to name cities or places.
Okay.
So if you're listening to this and you know me intimately, then you'll know the gist of where the story is located and blah blah blah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
So I was living in some place, city in some place state.
In the universe, far, far away.
Yes. And I went to an ATM at this particular fast food restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I requested, this was the days when ATMs gave out $10 bills.
Mm.
Not many ATMs anymore give out $10 bills. It's usually 20s.
No, not many do. Not many right. do.
So this one, well, it gave an additional 10 for every 10 that you requested.
Really?
Yes.
So it was like doubling your money.
is.
Okay. So how many times did we take out $10 from this ATM machine?
Well, the first time I kind of like did multiple withdrawals of 10, I think like $70.
Uh huh.
So I took 140, but then I went back two more times and withdrew $100 each time.
I see.
Then I just redeposited the money at a teller window.
I see. Well, well, good for you.
Well, but here's the second part of the story.
Yes, do they get you?
I eventually got a job at the bank.
Oh, wow. That's even funnier.
And that was my entry into the banking world.
That was your entry into the banking world, defrauding an ATM.
So if that tells you anything about banks.
Luckily, I think you're past the statute of limitations on that one, thank goodness.
Yeah. It was harmless. They got their money back.
That's true,
actually,
they did.
It was a split, 50-50. They gave me half, they kept half.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
So it looks like it's time for some Chicago weather.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. Well, Anthony, before I do my weather and news, I want to take a moment to make a public apology to our listener, Carlos. I said something to him last night about something he cooked that was offensive. So I want to take this moment to say I'm truly sorry and that I really do apologize to Carlos. With that said,
we might need you to elaborate, but we'll do that after the weather.
It's okay. We don't have to elaborate. With that said, it's time for your Chiamp weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. Alert! 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 The Chicagoland area is under a wind chill advisory until noon Tuesday. Alert! 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 So unless you're listening live, it's not currently fair at -1 Fahrenheit degrees, where the dew point is -10, the humidity is 65%, and wind chill is -19. Winds are out of the west at 12 miles per hour. No, you didn't have to, but I'm glad you thought about it at some point. It's okay. Anyways. Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, free pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, mostly clear with a low around -7. Wind chill values as low as -24. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny with the high near 15. Wind chill values, though, as low as -25. West-southwest winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25. And that's what gets you, those gusts. Those wind, man. They whip you to death. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of snow showers after 3 a.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 9. Wind chill values as low as -9. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. And it starts to like cool or like calm down Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then it just fluctuates between the teens and the 30s. So that's your Chicago Chiampa weather.
And now for the news.
Ooh, and I need to get into my news script. Yes. So, this is from the AP. A New York City man who says he has a fear of the Tasmanian devil claims that his father-in-law repeatedly scared him with a toupee that looks like the cartoon character. You know who we're talking about, right?
I think so. Yes. The Tasmanian. Yeah, the one that and the one that spun around and right. Yeah, the whirlwind one.
With Bugs Bunny. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Tasmanian devil. Yeah.
So the New York Post reports that Mr. Yunes was arrested in November for violating a restraining order filed by his son-in-law, Mason.
That's some fucked up shit when you have a restraining order by your son-in-law.
Yes. 36-year-old Yunes terrorized him at a funeral by waving the hairpiece and snarling.
At a funeral, nonetheless.
At a funeral.
Sounds like a wonderful person.
Like, Did he like twirl around and get all crazy and like?
I don't know. I don't know, but maybe if our PR department can set up an interview with this person, maybe we can ask them to describe the event in great detail. Right. Of course, we have no money to give them. So. No,
we don't. We don't. We truly don't. We need to set up a Patreon account or something.
Something, yeah.
Something. So anyways, the Staten Island man said he has a fear of the Tasmanian devil his entire life. Mazin claims his father-in-law has taken advantage of his phobia since 2013.
Oh, wow.
Mazin filed a restraining order in September following an altercation with Yoons at a restaurant. What? You know, folks, keep your frickin' shit out of fucking restaurants. Just keep it calm and peaceful when you go to a restaurant. Know what you're gonna order or really study the menu and have it straight, okay? Thank you.
Yeah.
An attorney for Dola labeled the case a family dispute.
Wow.
Dola faces charges of criminal contempt and aggravated harassment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, I'm ready. Anyways, let's move on.
We're moving on.
So, this is from our friends, Crime in Wrigleyville, Boys Town, Chicago. I love this website, and I think I'm going to actually start donating to them.
Okay.
I think it's an offshoot of Second City Cop, which is run by a retired and an active duty police officer, Chicago police officer.
All right.
But they actually report the fucking crime. Like, none of the media talks about any of what's actually going on in the city.
Mm.
Like, down to the nitty-gritty, like, okay, these are the times, these are the people, these are the details, here's the pictures.
Mm.
You know, it's like... Ugh. Anyways, from CWB Chicago, Crime in Wrigleyville and Boys Town, Ronald had an idea last week. So far, though, it is not planned out as he, okay, apparently hoped. Ronald is accused of stealing two central air conditioners from Lincoln Park condominiums.
Ooh!
Condominiums, and then trying to sell the units at a nearby construction site.
That's even better.
Yeah, two residents in the 1800 block of somewhere in Chicago reported that several men had stolen AC units off of their patios last Tuesday afternoon. Within minutes, one of the residents found their stolen unit down the street at a building site, and this dude was trying to sell it. No dice. Amused police officers managed to arrive on scene before Ronald could slip away. He was taken into custody and charged with two felony counts of theft.
Oh, there you go.
Prosecutors say one of the stolen units, though, is worth about $4,000, and the other was about $2,600.
Wow.
The judge in the case agreed to let Ronald go free on electronic monitoring with a $50,000 I bond.
I see.
Whatever. All right, let's move on to this.
All right, next card. There we go.
So apparently, and this is from our friends at the Huffington Post, last week, fast food chain Jack in the Box announced that it's teaming up with rapper Snoop Dogg to introduce a combo meal intended for the stoner community. The Merry Munchie Meal. That's what it's called. The Merry Munchie Meal will be available between January 18th and 25th. Although, we have to give it one of these little deals. Because it's only going to be available at three freaking franchise locations in California. But they'll be offering a plethora of greasy items, chicken strips, two tacos, five churips, french fries, onion rings, and a small drink to alleviate that famous pot smoker indecision. We are about welcoming all of our guests, no matter what they're craving or why they're craving it, said the chief marketing officer of this wonderful company. The cost of this cannabis-inspired cacophony? $4.20. That's cheap for all of that stuff. I'm sorry, that is.
Well,
anyways.
But look at, I mean, look at where it's coming from.
It's cheap.
It's cheap food.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Look, it's a state that's got a minimum wage that's pretty damn high.
That's true.
These three restaurants better sell a lot of these meals. They better have a lot of stoners. Anyways, the combo meal is not a random marketing tactic on Jack in the Box part. Starting January 1, the adult use of marijuana act goes into effect today. allowing 20 people of 21 years or older to possess an ounce of marijuana for recreational purposes. That's crazy, man. Jack in the Box has over 2,200 restaurants nationwide, but unfortunately, only those states with legalized marijuana may get the Merry Munchie Meal anytime soon.
I see.
And that's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
All right, let me go back to the script here and find out where we're at. Where are we at with time? Let's see. He's out in the background doing his thing.
Excuse me.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this experience? Calls 813-327-8566 this week on This Way Out. Begin the new year with a tuneful celebration of newly won marriage equality down under, starring a whole bunch of famous people and a whole bunch of famous groups in Sydney. It's a special Music to Get Married To edition this week when you choose This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be oblivious again in 4 minutes. Oops. Oop, where's the cart? Oh, there
Hello,
we go.
Everybody. This okay. is Joe, your host yep. on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
Mmm, what a tan.
What a tan. What a tantalizing moisturizing.
What a tan is different. It keeps your skin moist and sensuous. Go ahead, feel the difference.
Mmm, what a tan.
Moo and I, we got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like too, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh-oink.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Okay, let's see what I gotta do here. Okay, I gotta scratch all this stuff out. Now I gotta put in some new database access material. We'll kinda go like this. And then hello.
This has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, cue Betty. Cue Betty.
Oh, welcome, Joe.
There we go.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio from WRFU, the World Labor Hour. And all new from archive.org, the
that
tech
does
news
not sound correct.
On merit from Radio 4 all.
Bad Betty. This upgrade doesn't sound too good.
Hold on. I think we're in Betty 2 land, aren't we?
You should be. Yes, there's a big giant purple 2.
Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Hangover Day, National Bloody Mary Day, New Year's Day, National Thank God It's Monday Day, first Monday in January. Yes, 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 I knew there were other reasons to celebrate Mondays. Now go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Wow.
Thanks, Betty, for not fucking that up.
You're welcome.
Well, be nice to Betty, you know. She's got an upgrade, and she's still trying to get used to it, I guess. You know, that's what happens sometimes.
Yeah, she's been doing that a lot lately, so she's not happy.
Poor Betty. Poor Betty.
Yeah, and somebody didn't solder her bitch pin, so she's pissed off about
she's
that
pissed
now.
Off. Well, maybe we should send her back to the shop for a few days. I think it sounds like you could use the time away. All right, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. I hope all the Floridians enjoyed gloating around Florida's warm temperatures last week, because you're going to pay the piper with some cold weather this week. It's going to get kind of cold. And when it gets cold, in Florida, it gets cold. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 44 degrees with humidity of 79% and a wind chill of 37 degrees.
Sounds
warm, right? Isn't that scary? That it's like I could go out in shorts in that weather, but that's still cold. That's cold.
I could go to 7-Eleven in a hoodie in that weather.
That's what I was.
Now, if I'm gonna go to 7-Eleven, I gotta fucking bundle up because just
you gotta get your snowsuit on, and the ski mask and the hood and everything. Yeah, right. But 37. It cold in Florida is cold though. Dew point is 38. Visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 20% chance of showers before 7. It's after 7. No more showers. Cloudy with around 39, wind chill values as low as 30. Mostly cloudy with a high near 55, wind chill values as low as 30 in the early morning. Tuesday night, 50% chance of showers, mainly after 1 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 45. And then on Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers before 1 in the afternoon. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 57. Wind chill values as low as 39 in the early morning. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 38. Joe has typed in some information at the end of this weathercast. That's it for your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Okay, Joe, go ahead. You can let the weather track run out with a question.
No, I'm curious. So I mean, that is cold.
That
now,
is cold.
How long is that going to last for you guys? Is that
most of the week. It's been about a week. About a week.
Now, will you rebound back into the 70s and 80s?
Probably 50s and 60s for a while. But yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, hopefully the daytime will probably reach 70s, but the evenings and such will still sit around the 50s.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cold.
Yeah,
I mean,
it gets chilly. It can still get chilly. But yeah, it's not too bad.
Interesting.
You're right. So,
well,
yeah.
You got some interesting news.
I do. I always do. Where is the cart? Where's my pointer? There it is. Here you are. All right. Okay.
See, folks, weather, you have to realize weather is in our DNA. We just
weather is in our DNA.
West people talk about the fucking weather all the time.
I think one of our news stations here uses that as their tagline. Weather is in our DNA.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Huh. All right, so let's see. Tonight, my windows go away. All right, and I'm hearing myself.
It's just going all over the place too. It's like
Uh oh, yes. So let's see what we can do here. We're gonna follow up on a few items from last year during tonight's crazy Florida news. What the fuck? First off, tonight is a follow-up story about Donna, the Bulgari woman who was arrested for DUI while on her horse in traffic. Do you remember that one? That was about a couple months ago. She was riding her horse drunk, and they pulled her over and arrested her for OWI. Really? on a horse, or a DWI.
Yeah, but isn't the horse, like, semi-intelligent, so...
I imagine so, but I don't know if the horse could necessarily, you know, prevent... I don't know. The horse doesn't know. It doesn't have a breathalyzer. All right, so Donna, 53, was arrested on November 2nd for riding a horse named Bo Duke in the roadway near North Crystal Lake Road. Responding deputies said Donna smelled like alcohol, had watery, bloodshot eyes, much like myself, and was staggering when they arrived in the area. I'm not on a horse in traffic. She was arrested for DUI and charged with animal neglect, and Polk County Sheriff's Animal Control seized the horse and transported it to their livestock facility. Donna has temporarily been ruled unfit to care for Bo Duke, but has love and admiration for the horse, according to court records. She's just kind of, yeah, you know, Looney Tunes. The judge ruled that aside from riding the horse while intoxicated, Donna had provided proper care for the horse, allowing Bo Duke to be turned over for temporary care. She must provide, or she must prove that she has addressed her alcohol problem and attend an alcohol treatment program and is allowed to have supervised visits with the horse. However, she cannot visit the horse while she is intoxicated. A final determination of the horse will be made once Donna has completed her horse drinking treatment. Yeah, you remember?
That's why in her hand riding this horse around town.
Why? Yes. Why am I riding this? I think she fell asleep on the horse in the middle of the street or something. I have to look up the news story. I didn't have time. All right, so let's go to the next one. This is another one. I think she was in, I think I had her as a wheel. She came up on the wheel, and I don't save those, unfortunately, because I couldn't find her in my regular ones, but I know she was in the news somewhere. Our next story comes from WFLA News Channel 8 and is a follow-up story on Donna Betts, wife of Dickie Betts, an American guitarist, singer, songwriter, and composer best known as a founding member of the Allman Brothers Band. Last October, Donna was charged with 18 counts of aggravated assault after taunting a group of teens and adults from the Sarasota crew rowing team with a rifle. Well, Donna is once again in trouble with the law and has been arrested for probation violation of aggravated assault with a weapon. Donna was arrested for probation violation by failing to abstain entirely from the use of alcohol and/or illegal drugs, and pissed hot during urine test, lighting up the lights all the way from here to Topeka, Kansas. According to a police report, Donna reportedly had a history of disrupting events with guns. In 2014, the Conservation Foundation of the Gulf Coast filed an injunction against both Donna and Dickie after a number of incidents at their events, which the couple allegedly disrupted by firing guns in the air, blowing air horns, and playing loud music at an extremely high volume. Yeah, sounds like they need some time in a padded room. All right, so let's, where are we with time? 1.5 minutes to proliferate. Yeah, let's see.
Man, that's some trifling shit out there, man.
That's some crazy shit.
Man, that's the Florida lifestyle.
It is the Florida lifestyle. It is, isn't it? It's the fucking crazy shit. Crazy shit. All right. Here we go. We have after waiting several weeks, I bring you the first Florida nakedness story of the night and of the year.
Nice.
And, you know, I should have done a collection of my favorite instead of just doing stories, but, you know, time got away from me. According to police reports, an Orlando woman was preparing her child for daycare when she went to the closet and discovered Kevin in the closet, naked and polishing his family jewels. The woman screamed for her fiancé and stood in front of the doorway to stop the man from leaving. The woman's fiancé ran into the nursery and found Kevin completely naked. Kevin told the woman's fiancé that he was homeless and then proceeded to put his hands up, to which the woman's fiancé began to hit the man. I should have just made up a name for him. Kevin won't leave, so the woman's fiancé went to the kitchen to grab a knife. However, Kevin ran into the garage and then jumped over a fence. Deputies arrested Kevin, who they said denied polishing his pole while inside the home. Kevin told deputies that he could not remember how he got inside. Kevin began touching himself and exposing himself later that day during an interview at the sheriff's office. He's just incestuous on touching himself. Kevin faces related charges to exposing himself and burglary. And that's it. Unless it wasn't you, Ezel, was it? You weren't hanging out in Orlando.
But I wanted to know, what do you use to polish your pole? Do you use, like, turtle wax or blue coral or what?
I don't know. Maybe. Blue coral, turtle wax.
I'm going to try that turtle wax.
There you go. Try that turtle wax next time you polish the pole. See where that gets you. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampel Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. And now go grab your bong spitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Now grab onto something, because here it comes. Woohoo! It's the Plethora Discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
So hey, Ezel, before we get into our two for Monday, can you tell us a little bit more about what's in store for 2018 and bees in particular? I'm curious about
What do you see on the bee market?
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what. We still have some problems out there. This year, we lost a few hives. and you know, it's various things we can't put our fingers on. You know, some of it is, you know, I don't know if you know or your audience knows, but a big problem with honeybees that you have in hives is that at the end of the season, like the first week of October, they get robbed by robber bees. There's actually a thing that happens with wild bees that live out in the forest. You know, they have the hives in the tree trunks. And if these wild bees don't feel like they have enough substance for the winter, if they don't make enough honey over the season, they come looking. And they're gangster bees. I call them gangster bees, yeah. And they'll come
gangster bees.
Gangster bees, and they actually come, and they'll come in the hive. They'll pick a hive, one of my hives, which they did this fall. And they'll go in there, and they actually stick the hive up. They'll go in, they kill the queen, and it's pretty brutal, because there's some badass dudes, man. They come in, and the problem is there's nothing you can do about it. Once they attack, you can't, you know, what do you do, spray the hive? Because you kill your own bees.
These bees have no protection mechanism. They don't have nights.
Well, my bees, what they do, and, you know, I'm going to make a video, put it out there. What my bees do is when the robber bees come, they put up a big fight. And, you know, it's strength in numbers. And the only protection, because bees can't sting other bees, they can't sting each other, okay? So what they do is my bees will start pulling them out of the hives. They try ripping their wings off or try... Oh, yeah, it's a battle, and it's an actual battle. There's videos on YouTube about robber bees. All you got to do is Google robber bees and robbing hives, and you'll see it. It's a devastating thing, and that's one of my biggest problems is these robber bees. They come out in the fall, and they steal the honey. And then, you know what, the cold, like this cold now is brutal on the bees in the Midwest, because most bees, they come from Georgia, Florida, or California, and they can't stand that sub-zero. Can you imagine being that hive right now with all this cold weather? Jesus Christ, man, them poor bees, I feel sorry. So that's what happens. I'll lose a few bees over the winter, a couple of hives. But I'll tell you what, this year was a phenomenal year. I got some of the best honey. It was golden. It was delicious. And I'm going to start marketing it as heroin honey. Because, man, I tell you what, once you have a shot of that heroin honey, man, you'll be hooked, man. You'll crave it like big time. You'll have an addiction to that honey, man.
Nice.
That sounds
next year, we're going to do it all over again. We're going to salvage what we got. And we're going to do another crop of heroin honey, man. It's the best. Heroin Joe, honey. I got to send you some honey, man. I'm telling you. I keep forgetting about you.
If you can make enough of it, how much can you make, though?
Here's the question, man. You know what? I got about 200 pounds in my barn right now that's ready to be, extracted. But it's too cold to extract honey out of the frames now. But in my barn, I got about 200 pounds sitting on the shelf, and I'm going to do it in the spring. And I brought Anthony some down because he's going to let me sleep in the studio tonight. I got nowhere to go tonight. I'm going to sleep under the desk.
The nice thing would be to have a local honey that we could offer at any one of places that I know of.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, they'll be hooked.
That's why you need to go into beekeeping.
You got to get into it's great.
You got to get into beekeeping, Joe.
It's
you
great.
Can do
and,
it.
You know, if you're scared, don't be scared of them bees, man. They don't give a shit about you, man. They go about their business, man.
I just don't like them all over me. And, I'm very sensitive to creepy, crawly things all over my body.
Oh, man, they're okay. The bees are okay. You know what? Everybody's got this bad perception of bees.
The bees are getting a bad rap.
They get a bad rap. You better believe it, man. And you know what happens? They're gentle animals. They want to, you know what? They're gentle creatures. They just want to make the honey, keep the queen happy, and that's it. If you don't fuck with them, they ain't going to fuck with you, man. You know what? My bees are on the flowers. I go up and I talk to them. I actually talk, and I'll pet them. I give them a little stroke off the back. They don't care. They're just collecting that pollen. They don't give a shit I'm there or not. And let me tell you something. They're smart. See, they know me. It's like a dog. When I'm their beekeeper, they can sense and smell me, okay? They know who I am, and they know that I'm not a threat, man. So I can go, and I don't even put the protective shit on half the time. They don't bother me.
So are you saying my fear is sending pheromones of, this guy is weird,
They can tell if you're a threat, man. And then the queen will set out a pheromone in them suckers, and once one bee will sting you, well, that stinger sends out a pheromone, and then the rest of the hive will come after you. And that's when you got big problems. That's when you got to jump in a lake or somewhere, man. Because let me tell you, there's been cases where, especially with the Africanized bees down south here, we ain't got them up north because it's too cold, but the Africanized bees are big problems in Arizona. They were genetically engineered in Brazil many years ago, back in 1979, and they've migrated all the way up here. And I'll tell you what, them motherfuckers will kick your ass, man.
Uh-oh.
You'll be sorry you were ever born if you ever stumble on some African bees.
Can't those bees, huh?
Oh, they're bad. Arizona's got a big problem with it. They have to close down city blocks when they find a hive.
Well, then how do beekeepers in Arizona deal with that?
Oh, they love them. They love them, the beekeepers, but they have to be protected, the beekeepers, because the Africanized bees are the biggest producers of honey in the world.
They were
genetically engineered by two scientists, and man, they can produce honey. They're good honey producers, man, but the problem is they're dangerous. They'll kill you, man. They'll get you.
There you go.
Just don't fuck with them, that's all, man. Just stay away. You see a hive, stay away from it, you know.
Yeah, no. But
we got a good year coming up, Joe. I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll get you some honey out there. Maybe this spring I'll get you a case. You can kind of do a marketing for me over there in Chicago, anybody likes that honey.
Well, yeah, maybe we can, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe that's one awesome thing that 2018 will bring us, because that's one of our things in our two for Monday.
There you go. But we have about a minute and 15 seconds.
Oh, time.
Time, you ever elusive thing. So pick one topic. Here's the thing, though.
Do we want to extend our time by, say, 15 minutes?
No.
Do we have that? No?
We can't,
okay.
No.
No. Not necessarily on live broadcast, but the recording could itself be longer than an hour.
I do have to get up kind of early, so I would like to end on time.
Okay. So, well, folks, happy new year.
The hour, yes, definitely. So now you got 30 seconds. You can pick something if you want for 30 seconds.
I'm not going to pick anything. I'm just going to talk about the new year and how was your New Year's? Did you all have a nice New Year's at least?
I was in bed by 12:30.
I was in bed by 8.
You were in bed well before 12:30.
Yes.
I think I found Ezel here sleeping about 9 o'clock last night before I left the studio.
Yeah, but you know what? I was staying at a place last night where the Florida lifestyle was in full swing. So I passed out about 9, but then at about 12:45, man, the walls were shaking. I said, what is this, an earthquake or something? But it was them Florida lifestyle. Florida people. Lifestyle. They were rocking and rolling down here, man.
There you go. There you go.
Craziness.
Well, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I'm still waiting to board my flight. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, which apparently is going to be the case, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Oh, hey. Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really hope you listen to the whole hour of the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyamper Radio or on a recast. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff, too, sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m.
You can make your morning commute more commutable by not broadcasting from an airport terminal, and also by listening to Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And it should be interesting because now that we've gotten the software upgrade, maybe we can get some more of these from her. Then on your drive home, you'll have to give me that info. You can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with your own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable. I totally screwed that up. Please, let's go.
No, that's okay. But, you know, I'm also noticing that we actually have some padded time. So I will just say, wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. And yes, the standards and practices document has been updated with the correct now.
Yay! I can make new Bettys again.
Yes. So, hey, everybody. Be sure to tune in on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet station, which is Cheyampa Radio. Visit www.cheyampa.info. Listen live. You can also listen live on the TuneIn app. You can also listen live on the internet radio app. You can listen live directly on our website. There's so many options. It's crazy. Check out the Joe and Anthony show, the past shows. You can also there find our Facebook and our Twitter links. You can see our current broadcast schedule because we've made some changes. I know we've got the daily tech news show on 6 a.m. and 12 noon. That's weekdays, which is awesome. So what else?
I don't know. Just check out the damn schedule on the website. Yeah, it's right out there. Just go and if to cheyampa.info.
If you want to be part of any of our experiences, if you want to put your show on our little radio network here.
Yeah, we're always looking for content. I know we pick up new ones from time to time, so you know we still got slots available. We can always throw more programs out there.
Well,
so.
I was wondering if it would be possible, since we only do 30 minutes of the Daily Tech News Show, and I think aren't they longer?
No, I think they're only supposed to be 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought their show was longer. Well, never mind then.
I think they're 30 minutes, but we can discuss that at a later time when I don't have to say thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week with another special Joe and Anthony show. We won't have Ezel, though. So.
No, we won't, but thank you, Ezel, for being here tonight.
Where's that dustpan and the broom?
All right, sounds good.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right, remember, folks, don't go waxing your dolphin with a stolen 14-seer toupee in a stranger's house while violating your probation stoned in a jack-in-the-box. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand-new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for electrified.
And that's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.